way back from West Jefferson Park, the creek crosses behind the ball fields, flows under the interstate, cuts a hard curve into a sandbank, and then dribbles on beyond the Broken Tree Bridge. The highway kind of makes it like a bridge over a bridge. It always smells dark and mummy cold under there, but it's the fastest way home. We were on our way home. I think Tina saw it first, but Richard says he did. We all stopped and stared at the same time. What is it? Oh, yuck. I swear it was a dinosaur, or at least pretty close. It was under the fallen tree, half out of the water, like it had crawled and evolved as far as the sand. It had pulled back lips and white teeth, matted and skinny with flies. A tail where you could see the bone with bits of fur and maybe scales. And it was dead, definitely dead, probably dead, most likely. Richard said, it might be a million years old. Don't you dare touch it, Tina commanded and grabbed my hand. We had to push through the weeds and slide down some dirt to get a closer look. Richard found a stick to poke it with and moved in. I slid down the muddy bank right behind him. We crept up to it in silence. Richard had the stick ready and poked the sand next to the carcass just a little with its tip. It smells like poop down here, Tina said. Dragonflies buzzed and the sun cut under a cloud. I set my school pack down and said to Richard, give me the stick. Something splashed, but I didn't jump. Maybe I did. Did it move? Nah, of course not. Richard honked a scared laugh. Man, I thought I saw it move. It's definitely probably a dinosaur, but probably not a Tyrannosaurus. Maybe it's a raptor, said Tina. What do you know about raptors? They've got sickle-shaped claws and they traveled in packs. God, what are they teaching you kids in kindergarten? We should call the Smithsonian, or maybe the FBI. Way off in the distance, I think I heard thunder, or maybe it was just cars banging away on the bridge up above. Come on, help me try and pick it up, I said, and slid the stick under the creature's body until it wouldn't go any further. Richard grabbed hold, and we tried to lift the fuzzy, soaked, broken-back thing. But it just got heavier and heavier. The tail dripped, and the stick bent almost in half. It must be a billion years old, Tina said. Kinda looks like a dead squirrel. Nah, it's a lot more than that, Richard said in a reverent whisper. It's much more. It's a missing link. Maybe the missing link. It's not mammalian, but it's proto-mammalian. This one is probably whatever came between dinosaurs and rats. Paleontologists are always looking for it. They need it. Wow, this was big. Then there was a crack. The stick snapped, and we scrambled over each other, getting up the bank. Tina's shoes were soaked, and the bottom half of my math book was wet. It moved. I saw it move that time. I want to go home. The ancient thing lay belly up on the shore. It had black holes for eyes, and it stared at us. We thought about trying to move it again, maybe hiding it so nobody else would find what we found. Tina wanted to give it a funeral first, which seemed like a good idea. But it was getting late, so we decided to go home, wash with soap, and come back the next day with a heavy-duty Ziploc plastic 2-gallon bag, a shoebox, and a bigger stick. The thunder was really thunder, and that night it rained a hard, heavy, dark, soaking rain that cleared the air and washed all the gutter trash down the storm sewers. We left 5 minutes early the next morning and walked back up to the Broken Tree Bridge. We searched all around, down the stream, up the stream, and the cattails, but the rain must have washed away the missing link that had been searched for by so many for so long. We went on, we had to, we had no choice. We had to get to school, but I felt bad. We came so close, and science was never to recover from the loss.